Today's lecture has been made possible through the charitable efforts of the Margaret Miller Newman Lectureship Fund, an endowment held by the Chautauqua Foundation.
We are indeed fortunate to have Congressman Earl Blumenauer here today. We weren't sure if he was going to make it, indeed, because of the expected vote on the Patients' Bill of Rights, which is still pending, I understand. It would have been a tremendous loss for our program to end the week's discussion of the Earth's agenda without a governmental perspective from someone on the inside of environmental policy development and implementation. Earl has been an Oregon elected official for over 25 years. He was drawn to political and civic action out of the civil rights and student activism of the 1960s. He began his political career while still in college, chairing a statewide campaign to lower Oregon's voting age in 1969. At the age of 23, that was about 3 years ago, I think, he was elected to Oregon's House of Representatives and immediately assumed a leadership role in areas of tax reform and Oregon's landmark land use legislation. After 3 terms in the state legislature, he was elected and served 8 years on the Multnomah County Board of Commissioners, specializing in government reform, budget, finance, and transportation. He also won election to the Portland City Council before being elected to represent Oregon's 3rd Congressional District. Since the United States experiment in democracy began 105 Congresses ago, 9,695 people have served in the House of Representatives, but none have worn the mantle of livability. The election of Mr. Blumenauer...